James and Professor Jim Fetzer talking about the state of affairs, and they aren't very good at all. The situation continues to get worse each day. I like the approach you're taking, Preston, that Trump is expecting this. He was aware of it. He's allowed them to play into his way of handling it. In any case, he has certainly taken the gloves off, and people were waiting for that for months. I don't know how much time we have left, 28 days for Hillary to hide out, no more campaign appearances. So the clock is ticking. I don't know what he should do in the next debate except do more of the same. The first debate, if you look at it again, he made a lot of big points with his positions on the serious, the important issues. Hillary did not. In the second debate, she made basically no statement that hadn't been heard before. They were empty words. There was nothing of substance, as she said, except ad hominem attacks and that asinine, smirking grin of hers, which is in a class by itself, I guess. So what do you expect to happen from here on out? More of the Donald that we're seeing now? I think that's the case.
Well, I think he's primed. I think he's been ready to go. I think he knew this was all coming. You have to remember now, his personal bodyguards are retired New York NYPD detectives. These are the toughest people in the world. The New York Police Department has the biggest intel operation in the world, bigger than the CIA. They're in every major city. They consider New York the
really?
Financial capital. Oh, yeah. They consider New York the financial capital of the world. I know one of them, and I'm telling you that the individuals he has around him are the toughest. When Chapo put a $1 million contract out on him, they laughed. They said if we wanted to, we could take care of him in 24 hours. They're not intimidated at all. And he's hooked into some of the best intel you could ever imagine. He knows the full picture. His people are reading Rents.com and every other intel-related website, and they are preparing synopsis for him. He's got the best briefers there are. He's been chomping at the bit, taking on the chin all along, but he's primed and ready to go. What we don't know is if his advisors are going to tell him to go for her throat. And if he does, he's going to start talking about Bill Clinton has this alleged son. There needs to be a DNA thing. What about this alleged marriage?
He's got five grandkids from that guy.
Yeah, you're right. Right. And what about the alleged marriage to Huma Abedin, the fact that Bill Clinton and you have been involved in a fake marriage? I mean, he could really let it fly if he wanted.
He should. I think he should. I think he's crossed the line where he can't retreat and pretend to be presidential. I think it's time to continue and go for the throat. She would. She wouldn't hesitate
for
a minute.
You got to remember, he didn't start any of this.
She did it. He let her do it. You are so right. It was brilliant. So right. Jim?
Well, I think that the Clinton campaign is going to continue with more of the above. They are performing a classic example of the fallacy known as special pleading, well known to politicians, editorial writers, and used car salesmen, talking about only the evidence favorable to your side.
Right.
A car that has a great stereo system and wonderful leather upholstery, not mention that the engine is shot, it needs a ring job, or the transmission is shoddy. They're going for the one area where they think that he is clearly vulnerable. It's incredibly superficial in relation to the major issues, but the point is, keep the focus on the Donald. As long as the focus is on the Donald, it's not on Hillary, who is a catastrophic candidate. Unless, if anyone pauses and focuses on her background and history across the board, because everything she's touched has turned to a disaster. I mean, really,
truly. That's a fair statement. Absolutely fair and correct. Yes. What can she point to as a success? Just nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
The whole strategy is to keep the attention on Donald. If they can do that until the election, she's going to win, or so they believe. And the fact that we have the Department of Homeland Security purportedly taking over the management of the election means they're going to steal it right in front of God and everybody.
That's exactly right. Donald said today,
that has to be stopped, Jeff.
Well, it has to. Yeah, he said today that the rigging of the election is already done. I don't know why he's talking about suing the New York Times. He needs to sue the federal government. He needs to sue DHS. He needs to sue Obama. He needs to sue DOJ. He needs to bring major actions against these. He needs to find, hopefully, a federal judge who will grant an injunction against registering illegal aliens and giving them the right to vote in America. They don't own it. They don't deserve it.
The idea of the injunction and against the DHS taking over the election would probably have a great deal of merit. I don't believe a citizen can ever sue the government. There's a position in the law that exempts the government from lawsuits. I think that would be futile, but getting some kind of injunction to stop DHS from taking over, that I think would have merit. It's got to be initiated now. They've got to invest in a legal team of the highest caliber to defend the integrity of the electoral system. Otherwise, it's all for naught. You can get overwhelming majority of the actual votes, but as Stalin observes, it doesn't matter who casts the votes. What matters is who counts them.
Yep. DHS has no legitimacy doing this. None. What the hell's going on here? That's what he's got to go into court and ask. If he can just find one sympathetic judge who will grant an injunction, and they're out there. That's all he needs, one real American patriot judge. They're there.
It's got to be done, Jeff. The whole thing is for naught. It is so easy to steal these elections using electronic voting machines, especially those that have no paper trail. It's been found that when there is a paper trail, they're pretty much accurate. But when there isn't, that they're like up to 15% out of control.
Well, Donald has to win by, I've been saying, 20-25% for them to back away and give up the idea of flipping the count.
Well, see, they're already laying the foundation with all these phony polls. I mean, they're deliberately over-polling women.
Course.
They're over-polling liberals. They should be, liberals are self-declared now are only about 12% of the population, but they're polling 30 of them, 30%. There was a memorandum sent to the director of the Monmouth University poll in New Jersey, which has been uncannily accurate in the past in predicting who would win, telling them how the Democrats are in near panic mode. Hillary has 35 field offices in Florida. They can't get any volunteers to man them.
No, and it's 52, I think.
53, I think. But anyway, they have to manipulate the polling, and they say it's easily done by oversampling women because they're the ones who typically answer the phone and are willing to chat. So, you know, they're explaining how they're going to manipulate them. And so what we have heard, you know, shills like Chuck Todd, who chairs Meet the Press.
What a despicable,
but, I mean, you know, I can't believe the extent to which he has tried to debunk all the polls taken immediately in the aftermath. Like that BuzzFeed poll you've cited, Jeff, which had 3.5 million participants and 3.3 million all supported Trump, 92%. 6% said that America lost. They didn't know who won. And 2% Hillary. They want to just dismiss all that as being unscientific by citing the so-called scientific polls, which are only scientific in the way they've been rigged. These are the scientifically rigged polls they want to promote and dispatch.
Exactly, the
authentic ones.
Exactly correct. Well said.
I think it even goes further. I think if you really do a detailed study of who actually records the votes and announces the election. It used to be Voter News Services in New York and all the cars in the parking lot.
VNS was a concoction of the networks, by the way, VNS.
Right. But all the cars in the parking lot always had government and CIA license plates.
Yeah,
no coincidence.
I believe
now, the new thing, and I don't know what they call it now, but it's still run by the major media. Now, that is the biggest scandal in the history of this country, is that the voting totals are run by the media themselves. That must be stopped.
The media has become
so corrupt, you know.
The media has become
in the old days.
Go ahead.
You know, in the aftermath of Florida, there was a consortium of major newspapers, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, and a host of others, that investigated and found that if the count had been completed properly in Florida, that Al Gore would have been our president. Because of 9/11, they put it on the shelf. They never came back to it for the sake of national unity. But, you know, that was the end of it. I told my brother, who'd been the chair of a Department of Political Science at Cal State San Luis Obispo, that when they abandoned the exit polling, that meant we were done with democracy. He didn't believe me. Today, however, there really isn't any doubt about it.
Jim Mars did something the other day on the program which was interesting. He said everybody who goes to vote ought to wear red, a piece of clothing, red. No placards, just wear red. All Donald Trump people. And people will see the red and they'll get it. I'd like to see exit polls taken from as far away as they have to be set up. I think it's 100 yards or 200 yards from the poll itself. But there need to be Trump volunteers. I don't know if they're organizing such a thing or not. This thing is not a lot is going to happen in the next 27 days, 4 weeks. A lot is going to happen. And
the situation is insane. They're talking about Russians potentially hacking. They're talking about problems. We know how easy it is to manage electronic voting machines. That cries out for a return to paper ballots and hand counts. They're by far more reliable. They're cheaper.
Right.
They take a little more time, but they're not subject to manipulation in the gross way which these electronic voting machines. A Princeton professor gave a demonstration on a program, I think it was on CNN, that it took him 5 minutes to hack one of these machines.
I ran a story about that, exactly. I don't really see anything calm between now and the election. I think it's going to be explosive, incendiary. I think the daily deluge of another big event is going to be the norm from here on out. Yes, people are going to get sick of it, but they'll never see anything like this again, ever. This is unique in the history of the greatest republic, greatest country, arguably, in the history of the known world. What we had, and what we have allowed to be taken away from us, it's just mind-boggling.
But Jeff, you got to remember, the people seem to be knowing what's going on, at least most of them nowadays, but there's no mechanism to correct any of this. Our judiciary has been totally corrupted. You got the guy, the head of the FBI, who's been laundering drug money on HSBC.
He's a
who's
punk.
Completes, yeah, and he's owned. He's owned by the people.
Absolutely.
That
yeah.
You know, and let's not forget John Kennedy's murder to vacate, to make sure he couldn't run to become New York senator, because he could not have been stopped.
There's another one for the Clinton death list. Absolutely.
Right. And we know who did it, too. We know who did it and how it was done. It was done by the CIA. The Bush people ordered it. You know, and the bottom line is the people behind the Clintons will stop at nothing to create a path in there, because they know once they get them in, they can get whatever they want done. You know, everything's for sale, and that's the way the globalists want it. And if you really trace all this to the top of the pyramid, it goes right up to the Rothschild family. And here you got those emails recovered, those hacked emails where Hillary was, you know, kissing butt to Rothschild's wife and saying, "How can I do penance?" Because she
Lynn Rothschild. What can I do for penance? What can I do for penance? Wow.
So there's no mechanism now, because
it's too late. Way too
institutions
late.
Are all totally subverted. It's got to start at the top. We got to clean all these crooks and drug dealers. I hate to tell you this, but let me tell you, Jeff. The American government is run by nothing but an international satanic pedophile network of drug dealers, period. I hate to say it, but that is the truth.
I got no argument from me. None.
And unless we get somebody that goes right in there, and we need grand juries in every state, all grand juries in all the states surrounding New York City, because 911, there's no statute of limitations on murder, mass murder, and war crimes. The deaths still go on from the radiation and the asbestos poisoning and the other chemicals.
Yeah.
And these states have all kinds of remedies using, you know, honest grand juries. But as long as the U.S. Justice Department is completely corrupted, there is no mechanism. So, you know, Trump's our last chance for this. And if he gets in, he's going to need our support, too.
Well, he'll have it. Listen, I've said this for a long time on this program. the evil, and you've summed it up, pedophile, satanic, the evil that is controlling this country and this in the Western world, let's say, and the planet in general, because the money is the bottom line control, I believe, I still believe, that they will kill the planet rather than give up their control. And that means World War III. That means anything. I do not think they will go quietly into that calm night ever. They will take us all down with them. Remember all the talk about reducing the world population 90%? That's World War III. That's thermonuclear war. We're very close to it now in Syria. We probably are as close to nuclear war now as we were, arguably, in some ways, with the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I hoped, for the hell of it, that Vladimir Putin opens another Russian military base in Cuba while Fidel is still alive and puts a few rockets in there. They don't need the base. They don't need the rockets. They've got submarines sitting off both coasts with dozens and dozens of MIRV warhead rockets. So do the Chinese. We're ringed with enemy of a nuclear capability. So it's there. But they'll kill, yeah, I think they'll kill everyone, Preston, rather than give it up. I think that's how crazy they are.
Yeah, but Jeff, remember that these people are multifaceted. They've got backup plans. And if you look at the chemtrails in the sky.
Oh, they've got it all. I know.
But now they switched to a new type in the last month or so. You heard about that. They've started injecting black oil, so you're seeing the black chemtrails you can't see from the ground anymore in some areas. It's a test, but it's also the bottom line is they're terraforming the earth. And if we don't get World War III, because there are other entities, there are rules of play here that may prevent them. If they can't, then they will activate other things such as bioweapons, disease. They're right now.
They're all on the shelf. They're on the shelf, ready to be deployed anytime they want.
Well, I can tell you one that has been deployed is a mass worldwide famine starting in the year 2020, and that's why they've used weather control to create. Look what they did in California with the water. Mm-hmm. Look what they've been doing in the states all the weather. That's weather control. And anybody that doesn't know about it, all they have to do is go and do a deep search on the internet. Even William Cohen, who was Secretary of Defense, and in a closed session with intel officers, spoke on how weather control was being used by terrorist states, a number of them. He didn't realize that two of the reporters in there had no security clearances. It was not supposed to be a security conference. He thought it was. And they went running out of there, and now it's on the internet.
Wow.
So we know it's real.
Oh, I know it's real. Yeah. We'll see. These are extremely volatile times. There's really no way to handicap it, no way to project it. No way to know what's going to happen, but I'm telling you right now, there are also rumors out there that Hillary is due to be removed, although it wouldn't serve the purposes of the international elite.
Yeah, but you have to remember, she has a lot of enemies, too. The one thing you have to remember is there are a number of... Yeah, they've tried to coordinate all the intelligence agencies by Homeland Security, which is really just nothing but a Khazarian mafia Mossad operation to take over American law enforcement. But the bottom line is intelligence is still fractionated because this compartmentalization process to need to know special access program has really backfired in a way, because now you have all these independent cells that are in such deep cover that even the companies they're operating under don't know they exist, don't know what they do, and are not allowed to because they don't have a high enough security clearance. You have to have a cosmic level security clearance for a lot of these, and like Q-37, which is off the map. Well, a lot of people don't even know there's a Q-37. Well, the problem is that some of these groups have independent intelligence operations. They have absolutely no oversight whatsoever, and some of them are very, very angry about Benghazi, and they want payback, and they are the ones that have access to all the NSA, all NRO stuff. They've got every intelligence agency in the world hacked, every government of the world, and they are the ones releasing the stuff. They've got full movies on the Clintons, both of them. They've got all kinds of stuff.
Now, when Preston says that, he's talking about blackmailability, which I mentioned in one headline I have posted now. Blackmailability.
The Russians have movies on the Clintons, sex movies with, you know, very, very explicit stuff, but they would not use them unless the Clintons got elected, because they believe it could save their country from World War III if they were used properly. But these intelligence agencies that I'm talking about now that have gone rogue and renegade, I'm hoping they're the good guys, but they've also dumped some stuff on Trump to let him know who's boss too. So they may be telling him, listen, if we let you get in there, you know, you have to listen to us and take us into consideration. But they want payback. There's a lot of people in the intelligence agencies and in the FBI. There's a virtual rebellion in the FBI. They're dumping so many of these 203s, you can't believe it. There is no more secrecy. The whole FBI is collapsing. It's an absolute mess. Retired people are getting out. There's absolutely no respect. Comey has doomed it to failure. It will never, ever come back from this. So, and of course, it's been so horribly abused by politicians in the past. But yes, Hillary has some very, very powerful secret enemies that cannot be stopped. We don't know what they're going to do. It would not surprise me if they released movies and stills, and they always use the European press first, because the European press will publish this stuff. They'll maybe put bars over certain parts of the body, whatever. But you do not be surprised, Jeff, if this agency, and I don't even know who they are, but I know they're there. I've seen their fingerprints. And I'm telling you, they can't be stopped at this point, and they seem to be favoring Trump. And if they want to take Hillary down, they will take her down.
Jim?
Well, you can't prosecute someone who's dead. So, I mean, you know, that. This Clinton Foundation is like an octopus, and it seems to be tied into at least 100 high-level officials in the administration, corporations, banks all over the world. It's been used as a subterfuge for personal profit, claiming to be a charitable organization. They have ripped off one country after another. Hillary Clinton, $75 million from Australia just to give strong State Department support for the TPP, which would vitiate. Yeah, go ahead.
Ask the former president of the Haitian Senate how he was threatened by Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. They cannibalized that money that went down there for those people. They're all still living in tents and ragtag lean-tos. There was no relief for Haiti after that quake, and there's none now. There are thousands and ultimately hundreds of thousands of Haitians on their way here right now, coming up through Mexico. It's all true. Hold on a minute. We'll come right back. Looking at a commercial on YouTube here, an advertisement for trucking. Trucking. Remember that big sign? If you bought it, a truck brought it. And just think about one EMP burst over the U.S. All the trucks stopped running. All their microcircuits, all their computers, gone. Everything stops. What a catastrophe. We'd be back to horse and buggy days. For how long, I don't know. But let me remind everyone again, please. We know that if Hillary Clinton gets in, things are going to be very ugly. The movement that Donald Trump has started will not go away. It will become more intense. Americans will not give up their guns. If she tries through an executive order to take the guns and the Second Amendment away from us, there's going to be a lot of trouble. You better be prepared. Call it prepper, call it whatever you want. You better have food put away for your family. And I want to draw your attention, please, to the top banner at Rents, Ready Supply Foods. The best, virtually twice the food for your money. It is delicious. I eat it, and you know how picky I am. Please, spend $1,000 or $2,000 and get at least three, 6 months of food for your family. It has never been more critically important than right now. You have a chance to prepare now. You have a chance still to prepare now. Take that chance. This is not a commercial hype. This is reality. You've got to be prepared. And if you have a well and you don't have a hand pump for it, whoops. If the grid goes down, and we all know, I think, by now, how delicate and fragile and hackable the grid is, no water. You got no water. You got a hand pump, you got water. So get the food and get yourself a solar oven. They're cheap. They're $99 or something. You can prepare meals, get yourself a water purifier. If you have a well, you don't have to worry about it. But it's time. It's time to prepare. And we don't have a lot of disposable income. Nothing short of a catastrophe is probably going to happen financially. So you better think, and you've got to prepare. Are you prepared, Preston James? Do you have food put away? Just, you don't have to tell me yes or no if you don't want to. I'm just curious.
Yeah. I have a little bit. Yeah, I'm ready for stuff. But, there are only two of us, so it isn't as big. But
yeah.
Where it would really be tough if people had a big family.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But, it would be. So you've got some.
Jeff,
okay.
Jeff, I think what you're saying is really important. Hopefully nothing will happen, but people need to be prepared. But I had one thing I wanted to ask you and Professor Fetzer, too, is that one of the things that is never brought up is, why did Hillary resign in the first place? The talk at the time inside the Beltway was she was unfit, she was ill, she had a serious medical life, a life-threatening
Correct.
Medical problem.
Yep.
Why is no one talking about that? Why does Trump not ask her, hey, why did you resign? Were you medically unfit? Why didn't you stay on as Secretary of State after Benghazi?
Yeah.
What happened to drive you out? Do you have any comments on that?
You know, here's one answer that I think is viable when you ask that question. Why aren't people bringing this or that up? And I think part of it is that there's too much to track. Too much to bring up. It's overwhelming. It's nonstop. It is an enormous truckload of stuff. So, yeah, some of it, but people are actually, I think they're intimidated by how much there is to remember about this woman. You don't need but four or five things to bring up. I don't know how.
Isn't this a basic question that everyone ignores it? I mean, to me,
it's a very basic question. Sure.
I want to know why. Why?
Yeah. I want to know why she collapsed on 9/11. I want to know why she coughs. I want to know why her eyes cross. I want to know why she can't stand and deliver a speech without going into a basic frozen seizure where a big black guy, Dr. Frankenstein, has to come up and tell her to keep talking. I want to know why. I do. And you know what? We have a right to know. She has an obligation to tell us why. The highly visible events that have transpired should also be part of a lawsuit by the Donald Trump campaign in a federal court, asking for an injunction to stop her from running, period, until and unless she comes clean and produces medical evidence that she is, in fact, fit and on November 8th can be voted for. She's not fit. We know that. I think most everybody, even some of her fans, know that she's not fit. Not fit to succeed in running this country, not fit to ascend to the Oval Office, not fit to be president.
Well, by coincidence, we document her lack of fitness in this new book from Orlando to Dallas.
Oh, your book. Tell your book is out. The book is out. Great.
Yeah,
tell us.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, it talks about the way in which they've covered up the medical issues. I mean, we had a doctor who had his own TV show, got fired because he talked about Hillary's health problems. There was a guy who was writing for Huffington Post. He got sacked because he was writing about Hillary's health problems. They won't tolerate it because it's a vulnerability, and once the public became aware of them generally, there'd be nowhere for her to go. I believe the answer to Preston's question is that it was this concussion attributed in December of 2012 to a fall, but which appears to have actually happened on a secret mission in an aircraft that crashed.
No, I don't know about that. Do you put a lot of stock in that story? That's kind of a Saoirse Fall story. I don't know if it's true. I don't know.
Well, I'm willing to grant it may be false. I mean, these things are hard to sort out. But, I mean, I think if people heard she'd been in an air crash, you see, that's all the more alarming. Because how many people were in air crashes come out unscathed? And I think Bill Clinton himself, of course, you know, he has said it took her 6 months to get over it. But she's never gotten over it.
No, of course not. No,
yeah, these medical problems are ongoing and becoming more severe.
Yeah,
people would be astonished when they read the appendix, the two appendices to this new book, because they're very thorough in going into her medical condition, and it's completely appalling.
Yeah, Dr. Drew was the doctor who was fired.
Jim, when she stepped down, though, do you remember what the exact reasons in the press was? I thought it was kind of mysterious.
I couldn't tell you.
That's a good question. Let me see if I can find, do a search while you guys continue to talk.
All right, Jim Fetzer's brand new book is out, and you'll find it at Rents right across to the left-hand side, in fact, of my name, right above the beginning of the first political illustrated art piece, From Orlando to Dallas and Beyond. Another one of those great covers, Jim Fetzer and Mike Palachek. Just a great book. Where even Hillary is played by doubles. Oh, it's all in the book. I don't know how you updated it so fast.
Well, it was all happening at just the right moment, Jeff. I had the book roughly two-thirds done when all the double stuff occurred, and it was just perfect to round it out.
Well, good for you. Yeah.
There were suggestions here that Hillary was advised to consider resigning after Obama was telling Russia's president off Mike that he could make more concessions on missile defense after the U.S.
Unreal.
Elections.
After I'm elected, he said. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, Dr. Drew is a doctor, Preston, who was fired for questioning Hillary. It's what goes on is so amazing out there. It truly is. I don't blame the average American for not wanting to get involved with this. They just don't know. They've been lied to for so long, they don't know which end is up. It's very difficult for them when they're being controlled, literally controlled by a media that has nothing to do with reality, nothing to do with the truth, nothing to do with wanting to inform, educate, and otherwise report as journalism's best are supposed to do.
Every now and then, Jeff, a celebrity speaks the truth. Here's a case where in June, early June, Hollywood actress and activist Susan Sarandon says former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton would be more dangerous as a U.S. president than Donald Trump, provided she's not indicted first. She said that Mrs. Clinton's track record portends a much worse future than anything Mr. Trump might catalyze as commander-in-chief. Quote, I believe in a way she is more dangerous, the actress told the Young Turks on Thursday. They're both talking to Henry Kissinger's, apparently.
Yeah.
She did not learn from Iraq, and she is an interventionist, and she's done horrible things and very callously. I don't know if she's overcompensating or what her trip is. That scares me. I think we'll be in Iran in 2 seconds.
Tomorrow's a big day. Obama is going to announce what the decision is going to be as far as U.S. military activities in Syria. And I'm telling you right now, will he blink? Will he preside over America, blinking and backing down from the Russia, or is he going to do a macho thing and try to set up a no-fly zone in part of the country? We'll find out tomorrow. We already have men on the ground there. We have special forces. We know that. We've got a lot of assets deployed there. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs told Congress last week that imposing a no-fly zone would put us at war with Syria and Russia. It's insane to even think that we should attempt to do such a thing. The Russians have the S-300s and the S-400s and this other multiple
They will sweep the skies clear of American aircraft if we push them. Here's one more time. Let's see if I can. I'm going to play this again because I've never in my life heard anything even close to this. A major, top of the line, top tier political candidate declaring war on the international satanic pedophilia bankster elite who are running us into the ground. I mean, I just can't believe it.
Replacing a failed and corrupt. And when I say corrupt, I'm talking about totally corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. And that's what's been happening. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself.
Now, this is an absolutely astonishing thing to hear.
The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. As an example, just one single trade deal they'd like to pass involves trillions of dollars controlled by many
trillions, not billions, trillions of dollars.
Corporations and lobbyists. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign,
go ahead, Donald,
represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before.
Okay, he's talking about the establishment. Now, Preston James talked about that earlier, identifying it as the satanic pedophilia banking cartels that run the world. Absolutely. The same people who have destroyed Europe by flooding it with God knows how many immigrants. We are next. If Hillary Clinton is put in the White House, we can say goodbye to America, our way of life, the Republic. And that's where the pushback's going to be. People are not going to take it. They will take the law into their own hands in many communities. These people coming over here, these Muslims, some of them are okay, very small percentage. The great majority are coming here to destroy us. It is called for in their belief system, in their cult. It's called for in the Quran. They are not allowed to assimilate in any foreign or strange lifestyle, country, government, or they'll be killed. They're dead. That's what the Quran says. We've talked about that with Dr. Farak, who is here, nuclear physicist who grew up in Egypt. Amazing man, Dr. Tariq Farag, and he told it all. You can hear that in the archives too. We only have about 7 minutes left. Tomorrow's a big day. Every day there's going to be a bombshell from now on. We'll see what Obama says. This is going to be, and believe me, the Russians are waiting to hear, unless they've already intercepted the communications and know what's going to be said. But if Obama does not pull back, if he continues to be foolishly aggressive, we could find ourselves in an enormous war in short order. This is not an exaggeration, not at all.
Jeff, I just wanted to say one thing about it's important to realize that the source that is feeding all these emails that are harming the Clinton campaign so much are coming from within our deep intelligence system. And what's very interesting to me, the people that are running this are extremely crafty, because it looks as if their script is to bust both parties. The various things they have done, they have set a trap for the Republicans. They have demoed the Republican Party more than anyone else the last 2 weeks, and they're ripping the Democratic Party apart.
Yeah, yeah.
So
who's
ever doing this, it's the most extraordinary thing I've ever seen. When you want to talk about covert operations, this is the mother of all covert operations, and the establishment has one heck of an enemy. They don't even know who they are.
I think you're right on the money there. This is even Donald Trump speaking against the establishment, and that means his own party. They're both the same. It's what he's saying without saying it. It's implied. It's clear. The Democrat and the Republicans, same paradigm. Same thing. Joined at the hip. And the media, joined at the hip. This is the most powerful array of influence and life and death influence of any politician I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like this. And we never will again.
Well, I think I think you're absolutely right to say that with crystal clarity, he has identified the problem and the people understand. I mean, I think this is why he's being viewed as an heroic figure across the nation. And the only way they can cope with it is by putting us in this false reality of artificial reports about information and concealing the truth from the people about where things really stand.
Exactly right. I think we can look forward.
Can they maintain it all the way to the election, Jeff? I don't know, but they're going to try.
Assange is very unhappy. He's done. He's made 5 data dumps. Look, just the Podesta fact that he owns 75,000 shares in the Russian company that was given the rights to buy 20% of our total uranium output is such a conflict of interest tied directly to Hillary Clinton, whose Clinton Foundation also got a huge fee in that deal, should be enough to occupy the front pages by itself for weeks and bring her down. That in and of itself is a scandal of enormous proportions. But what happens? People note it. Next. Next. There's just no accountability here. And when you have the media on your side, it becomes awfully damned easy to walk away from car crashes.
But remember, Jeff, I mean, they're playing a brilliant job of the politics of distraction. They're focusing on these relatively trivial issues,
which ordinary
people regard as rather sensational, about Donald making these inappropriate advances to women, and they're using it to drive out serious discussion of the real issues that confront the nation. This is why Ben Carson just dumbfounded a CNN anchor by explaining, Donald, you just apologize and get onto the serious business about the Clinton Foundation, foreign policy, the endless wars, the TPP. I mean, the people have to understand, if they don't grasp the gravity of this election, we are done.
Yeah, well, he brought those up in the first debate and did well to get them in, and then they pushed his buttons, his hot buttons, as you know. He didn't make that mistake the second time. He's not going to make that mistake the third time either. He should defend none of this garbage, this stupid comic book garbage they're throwing at him now, and stand on his issues.
Yeah. Several commentators have observed how fast a study he is, because in the first debate, first time around, he really was a bit uneven on his feet, but in the second, he was masterful. The third, I mean, Jeff, he's going to mop the floor with her.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they'll stand for, and he'll be up walking around. If she has a special podium built for her, he'll go over there and look at it. She had a teleprompter concealed on the top of that thing, as we know now. We saw somebody take the electronics out. You all know the story by now. The cheating is disgusting. I just don't understand how Americans of good heart could for a moment back this woman, who is antithetical to everything American.
I do believe that Chris Wallace is of great integrity in his father's legacy and would not tarnish it by abusing his position as moderator. I expect him to be the most objective and even-handed of them all.
Well, the last two, Anderson Cooper, son of Gloria Vanderbilt, and CIA also, allegedly, and then really despicable Martha Raddatz, a Zionist, and
out of place to be contesting.
She was arguing with Trump, for God's sakes. Arguing with him. Debating with him.
Yeah.
That's just an obscenity. Totally ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
But look at the immense positive response from all the polls. I mean, there were about 20, Jeff, and I went through about 8 of them, and they all had huge margins for Donald.
Yeah.
And that's why they got to make this appeal to the scientific polls, which are rigged.
Whenever you see a poll that has four or 500, they have 400 or 500 people and they say it's scientific. BS, it's not scientific in the least.
Well, the BuzzFeed with 3.5 million. Jeff, that's stunning.
That's right. That's right.
92% for Trump.
Preston James, step in here. We got a minute or so left.
Well, I think that I think Trump's a lot craftier than people have given him credit for. I think he knew this was coming. He's got the best intel in the world. there's a very powerful agency right now that appears to be supporting him. They've tweaked him a little bit to let him know that they are not to be ignored. But I think that Hillary has an enemy with some cards stacked against her. She does not know who they are. She does not have the power to deal with them. I think they're going to take her right down to ground level.
Well, she'll be hiding, curled up in bed with Huma on her IV drip. So for the next 27 days, she'll make one appearance in the next debate, two fundraisers. That's all she's got scheduled. And that's it. Hiding from the people. Unbelievable. Truly unbelievable.
Jeff, I think you're going to see an end to the political parties, both Republican and Democrat, as we know it. I think
they're done.
I think they're being disassembled and deconstructed right before our very eyes, just the last 2 weeks especially.
I completely agree. They have been exposed forever as being the enemy of democracy, of our republic, of the American people. Thank you, Preston. Great to talk to you as always. We'll do it again.
Take care, Jeff.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Jim Fetzer, you too.
Sure thing. Sure thing, Preston.
Jim, thank you for being here.
Real pleasure.
Yeah. Talk to you soon. We'll stay in touch.
You got it, Jeff.
All right. Night. Okay. That's a very busy Thursday night for you. Lots to think about. And, you know, I hope something happens here that will really turn this direction around. I don't know how it's going to happen, though, with Hillary hiding out, hiding from the public, which is precisely what she's doing, and a de facto admission that her health is that bad. Does the media pick that up? Nah, not a chance. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, Friday, to wrap up the week. Hope you'll join us. Take care.